Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand-name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Hope everyone remembered to change their clock last night and you're listening at the right time. And you don't want to miss this. We have a very special program with the Jamestown Community Band. Dr. Donald Smith is back again. He was here last year, and it's nice to welcome you back, Don.
Thank you very much. It's great to be here in downtown Exeter.
Beautiful downtown Exeter. Right, that's right. And we want to find out everything there is to know about the Jamestown Community Band. First off, last year when you were here, you were celebrating your 25th anniversary. How did everything go with the whole year?
Well, actually, it was the 25th anniversary as of it was founded in the Memorial Day Parade. So maybe we're still in that 25th year now. It wasn't founded until Memorial Day of 25 years ago.
Oh, all right.
So let's keep celebrating. Yeah, let's keep celebrating.
We'll keep the champagne flowing here in the studio.
Right.
And you've had a couple concerts. Everything went well?
Very well, yes. We're having a great season so far. We had one just a couple weeks ago, just before Halloween. We always do it. Wicked Scary Music.
Wicked.
Wicked Scary Music, yeah. And we frighten some people, and they end up delighted, so much delighted and not so scared to come back the next year. So,
excellent. Yes. Now let's find out a little bit about the band before we proceed with the program that's coming up in a few weeks. The band has, as we've talked about, has been around for about 25 years. How long have you been the director?
This is my fourth year as director.
Fourth year, okay. Yes. And the band is made up of 20 people, 30?
Oh, no, somewhere around 25 or 30 people. It depends on the season, actually, Mike, because we have folks that go south for the winter and then others that come, we add on a few during the summer. So it's a mixture. It's always kind of an adventure to figure out what the instrumentation is going to be and who we're going to feature. But it always seems to work out.
And it is truly a community band, right? This is not, you're not flying people in from around the world to and pay them a large amount of money to play with you, right?
Well, it's actually people from around the state, not exclusively people from the islands, primarily people from the island.
Yeah.
But we do have some folks that venture across bridges to come and play with us and keep coming back. So
There you go. Yeah. All right, well, let's talk about the program that's going to be coming up on December 17th. First off, where's it going to be?
It's going to be at the Jamestown Community Center, which is right in 41 Connecticut Avenue in Jamestown, right across from East Ferry.
All right, so we know how to find it. And that's on the 17th. Is that what time of is the program going to start?
Right at 7 p.m.
7 p.m., all right. Write that down. We'll mention it a few more times, I'm sure. But we're going to be talking about holiday music, and since the clock's changed, it's almost holiday time.
Right. Let's start celebrating.
That's the way we're going to look at this program tonight, because the concert isn't for another 5 or 6 weeks, but it'll be holiday music, and we're going to play some of that for you. We'll get you in the early mood. And what are we going to start with?
We're going to start with a fantastic arrangement of Christmas tunes by Robert Sheldon. It's called A Most Wonderful Christmas, and it is the best way to start off the holiday season. So that's why I wanted to start the concert with this one.
Thank you. Getting an early start on the holiday season, listening to some great music. And Don, that's a piece that seems like a lot of fun. Is it fun to play?
It is wonderful to play. And I have terrific musicians in this band. And I think the process, the rehearsals are the best part. It's the folks keep coming back because they really enjoy doing the rehearsals. It's just a bonus at the end to do the concert. So they're wonderful musicians. I enjoy working with them every week. And apparently they can put up with me because they keep coming back.
And put up with each other, too. They right. have to be able to do that. So that's a
correct.
Great thing. So if people want to join the band, how can they go about that?
Oh, this is a select ensemble.
Okay.
Whoever selects to be in it is in it. We'll find a place for you.
So I could join.
That's absolutely, you're welcome. Anytime.
All right.
In fact, we'll waive the audition process, which we don't really have.
All right. Let's get to the next piece of music. It's a little bit lengthy, so let's try to squeeze it into this first segment.
Well, the next piece of music we're going to listen to is Christmas Festival. We have used this in the past as our closer and a sing-along, but I wanted to try to do a sing-along earlier in the program this year. So we're gonna start off with this in a second tune, and I think you'll enjoy this version of it as well, and even more so when you come live to the concert and sing along.
All right, we'll listen to that, then take a short break and be back with more.
Thank you.
Jamestown Community Band, subject of tonight's Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, and very pleased to be sitting with Dr. Donald Smith, or Doc, or Don, or whatever, Mr. Smith.
All goes of the to above. Washington. I think I'm known more throughout the state as just Doc Smith.
Doc Smith, yeah, okay. Right. Well, it's great to have a doctor in the house.
Thank you.
We're talking about music that's going to be performed on their Christmas concert, which is going to be December 17th at the Jamestown Recreation Center. And if people want to get tickets in advance, can they do that, or they just show up that night?
It is absolutely free.
Absolutely free.
So you just come, and then you can bring your wallet with you. We do accept donations, but It is free admission, and then we usually get most of our donations at the end of the concert because people will give us more money after they hear us play.
That's a good thing. That's yes. A very good thing. All right. Let's get back to the music that's going to be performed that night. What do you have for us now?
All right. Well, we have this thing called The March of the Toys. It's from Babes in Toyland. It's by Victor Herbert, an operetta written in 1903. So I like to do something a little bit older, remind everyone of the traditions of Old Held, and then we'll be doing something right after it that's very new. But this is the March of the Wooden Soldiers, and that tradition kind of lives on. Back in 1903, and actually 1961 when Babes in Toyland came out, you might remember Laurel and Hardy. Sure. I remember being scared to death of the boogeyman and everything else, and they were rescued by these wooden soldiers that marched through town. Well, those wooden soldiers continue on. You could see them marching through Disney today, and you could also, the series of the Santa Claus, the wooden soldiers are in that as well. So that continues on. So that's the basis for this next song by Victor Herbert that has lived for quite some time, and it will fascinate you today as well. Thank you.
from toy soldiers to something that has kind of a Rhode Island connection, correct, even though it's modern day.
Absolutely. Chris Van Allsburg came up with this thing called the Polar Express.
Mm-hmm.
Writes children's books, and it became a huge hit movie. And we're going to play, we actually segue right into this after the Victor Herbert, just to do that contrast. Sometimes I like to combine movements that weren't intended originally to be put together,
right,
that make a lot of sense when you do something old and something new. Glenn Ballard and Alan Silvestri wrote this piece, as arranged by Michael Story. That's the version you're going to hear and that we're going to play. Music from the Polar Express.
Excellent. We'll listen to that, then take a short break and be back with more.
Thank you.
The Jamestown Community Band is the subject of tonight's program. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Dr. Donald Smith, or Doc Smith, and he is the director of the band. And, Don, I noticed that with a lot of groups, community groups, whether it's a community theater or a community band or a community chorus, there's usually more people involved than just the director.
Oh, there certainly are. And I have a wonderful, wonderful board. Tom Wiggin is our president, Fred Basso, the treasurer, Ralph Orestes, secretary, and then Sue Nicholson does a great deal of work with putting together programs and, mm-hmm. and organizing things. Her brother, Fred Pease, and John Warner also help out. But the members, maybe we slighted them a little bit before, even though it's a band that's select, and whoever selects to be in it, we have some fabulous players mm-hmm. in that. In fact, we are missing one from the last concert who was out in L.A. recording a solo CD.
Wow.
Yeah. Right. So we have some very accomplished musicians, and they tend to blend so well with other folks who have a little bit less experience, but a great passion for playing.
Like they say, it takes a village. So that's it's nice that we get those names in and those people. And let's proceed with the concert and what's coming up next musically.
Well, carrying on the brilliance, we already heard one Leroy Anderson piece. Arthur Fiedler back in the 1950s came up with something that may have saved orchestras in the United States, coming up with this Pops versions of everything. And he hired Leroy Anderson to write a number of pieces. And these are two that have just lived on. They have to be part of concerts this time of year. So we heard before the Christmas Festival, and now we're going to hear Sleigh Ride, which is right. It does feature a trumpet player at the end, but the scariest part is the whip. Oh, it seems like everyone in the entire auditorium knows where the whip is supposed to play, except sometimes the person playing the whip. And I have been that person. It is very scary playing that part. So here we go, featuring the whip player, Leroy Anderson's Sleigh Ride. Thank you.
Well, Don, I know it's a little bit early in the season, but always great music to listen to. A lot of memories, particularly with a song like Sleigh Ride that has all those familiar parts to it. And I thought the guy with the whip did pretty well that time.
Oh, yes, yeah. He certainly did.
All right, I want to mention one more time that the concert is going to be on December 17th at 7 o'clock, you said, correct?
That's correct.
At the Jamestown Recreation Center in beautiful downtown Jamestown. And there are no tickets needed. It's free and open to the public. Donations gladly accepted. So take that in. Support the Jamestown Community Band. And we have some other things that are going to go on that night, some other pieces we didn't have a chance to play tonight.
Right. Well, we do Trey Pack and the Christmas song and Baby It's Cold Outside, White Christmas. Another one with a Rhode Island connection, if you don't mind me adding, is Do You Want to Build a Snowman? It turns out someone connected with the band, Cheryl Rebicki's daughter, Jennifer Lee, wrote and directed the movie Frozen.
Right. Right. And another one in production, right?
Right. The Frozen 2 is just about to come out. So that's a great Rhode Island connection. So we're going to play Do You Want to Build a Snowman? And there'll be a couple other things that we'll throw in along the way. One featuring our accordion player, Barry Clark, Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer. Just in case there's nothing hokey enough on the program, everyone enjoys a good accordion solo.
Right. Well, Don, I can't thank you enough for coming in tonight and bringing your music to our audience and reminding everybody about the Jamestown Community Band. Nice to see you again.
Nice to see you again, too.
All right. Let's go out with one more piece of music and tell us what that's going to be.
Right. This is Wonderful World of Christmas. It was arranged by James Christensen back in 1970, which is right around the time that Disney World was opening. Now they're using it as their feature for a candlelight procession, ending that every year at Epcot. They invite choruses down from all around the country and end the production with this piece. We're not going to have choruses with us, but it works wonderfully as an instrumental piece, and it's a great way to close out the program.
All right. Thanks again for being here, and the rest of you, we'll see you next time on Conducting Conversations.
Thank you.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.